You're listening to Friday Night Serena. Can You Do This from Aloe Black's new album Lift Your Spirit, which is one of three albums we're reviewing on tonight's Serena. Rachel Breslin and Alan Corr have also been listening to Tremors from Sun and Himalayan from Band of Skulls. But we just heard that track, Can You Do This, from Lift Your Spirit. Alan, he had a huge hit, Aloe Black, that is, a couple of years ago with a song called I Need a Dollar. What has he been up to since that?
Well, selling records, basically. I Need a Dollar was, I suppose, a recession anthem that really kind of caught fire around the world 4 years ago. And in the meantime, I think his biggest hit has been Wake Me Up, which was number one in Ireland and, indeed, 22 countries with the dance producer Avicii. This is his third album, I believe. He's kind of an interesting guy, Aloe Black. Aloe, because he's smooth like lotion. His real name is Egbert Nathaniel Dawkins III, and he's a former accountant who says he's dabbled in music.
I'm not surprised he chose Aloe Black then.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely, a very smooth name indeed. But he's got an interesting background. He comes from kind of a blue chip background. His parents were kind of like, you know, involved in the military. I kind of was very frustrated by this album, Sean, in that I loved it one minute and hated it the next. It's quite calculating in some ways. But that song you just played, Can You Do This, is a very clever song indeed. It might even start some kind of jitterbugging dance craze.
Yeah, hard to sit still for sure when you're listening to it. But Rachel Breslin is sitting opposite you there. And all I can say is she's chomping at the bit, is how I would describe her current demeanour.
Well,
let's talk about, we've heard his background there in terms of career, etc., etc. Musically, where is he coming from, would you say, Rachel?
Well, just to mention that song, I Need a Dollar, he never, never in his life needed a dollar. So that's my first complaint about this album.
Why, are people who are not poor not allowed to make music?
No, they absolutely are. And actually, to be fair, that song I liked a lot more than anything on this album.
Fair enough.
He did quite a good job of it. And that was back when he was maybe more comparable to the likes of Stevie Wonder. Mm. And musically, well, he has undeniably got a beautiful voice. And while he reminds me a lot still of Bill Withers, which is obviously a massive compliment, but I'm afraid the way that voice is being produced, it doesn't do it for me.
Who's doing the producing? Who's doing it to him?
Well, I know that kind of Pharrell, the man of the moment, Pharrell Williams, is involved, and a bunch of other people. I must say, I don't know, but the Bill Withers thing is definitely there. And I mean, he's Mr. Positive in this. I mean, in the video for The Man, he dresses up like Marvin Gaye on the cover of What's Going On, which is something else. And also he poses Martin Luther King on the Selma March as well. So he's kind of aiming pretty high. I think that it's all peace, love and understanding, but there is something kind of calculated about it at the same time.
Well, you know, as I said, hard to keep your feet still when you listen to Can You Do This? And obviously it's a question that he wants you to be able to say, yes, you can do everything too, and lift your spirit. How positive is the message here?
It's far too positive, Sean. it's been suggested that this album should come with a little caveat of cynics beware, and I'm afraid I'm one of those cynics. It's too much for me. He's far too happy. He's having a great life.
It's not a serious enough. It's a good serious message to give to people, surely.
Yes,
on a,
it is.
On a damp
is.
Friday evening.
Yes, it is. I'm being a little too cynical, maybe. But it's a little bit. It's happy clappy. Too much for me, I'm afraid.
What's the association with Avicii? This is the
Wake
Me Up track.
That was Wake Me Up, which was the massive hit. He wrote the lyrics. Avicii did his BPM thing all over it. And as I say, it was a hit in 22 countries. Apparently, Mr. Black didn't get a credit on that. But I read an interview recently. He just smiled and said, that's business. So it's kind of curious that he seems to know a lot about business. I mean, I think there's some very, very cliched songs in it, like Soldier in the City. There's a very nice song in it called Love is the Answer, which is kind of this amazing kind of brass thing with a killer bass line as well. And he has got this beautiful voice, and he could sing Barry White's Little Black Book and make it sound like poetry. But as Rachel says, I don't think he's kind of putting his voice to its best use when it
comes to the lyrics. I get your final judgments, let's have a listen to Wake Me Up. So there's a great party song, that acoustic version of Wake Me Up. You're not happy clappy at that one, Rachel.
I'm not happy at all, Sean. Alan has just accused me of knowing a lot about Avicii, and I'd like him to retract that, please.
Young new artist, yeah.
No, I'm not a fan at all. The only there are one or two redeeming things about him. One of them being his voice, which is absolutely beautiful. Another being I think his older material back when he was hip hop. With a band called, a group called Eminon, where it was fantastic. So
that's where you'd like to see him return?
That's where I'd like to see him return, exactly, yeah.
What stars are you giving to poor old Aloe Black and his new album, Lift Your Spirit? I think his spirit might be drooping after this.
I'm giving him 2, Sean.
And you, Alan?
Well, if only for the line, the future is a dying art lying in a ditch in the dark, I'm going to give it a qualified 3.
All right, let's move on then to album number 2, Tremors, the debut album from Sun. This track that we're about to hear is called The Wheel. The Wheel from a debut album from called Tremors from Sun. Who is Sun, Rachel?
Sun is from London, I believe, but moved to Vienna to record this album. And there's a lot of press around that fact. It seems he was trying to escape the busyness of London, and I think you can hear that on the album.
So he went to the quietness of Vienna?
Relatively speaking, compared to London and the electronic scene that's happening there at the moment suited him. And apparently he recorded it all in the depths of night as well in order to get this peace that he was looking for.
Do we have a sense of that nighttime feel? That's not particularly nighttime.
So.
Is that a nighttime track we just heard there?
Well, I think the whole album is very nighttime. I mean, the whole album is very much the urban alienation, the morbid tick of life at night. And it's a modern malaise genre, really. But I think this guy, it's a bit like kind of Buses, really. You thought you had enough late night electric soul boys with a pile up of James Blake, Jamie Boone, Mount Kimble and Subtract. And here, this guy comes along. I mean, I like this album, but there's too much of it. There's too much of it, I think. He's got some very clever moves. I mean, it's very immersive. It's got all those qualities where you're plunged into these kind of moodscapes, which are very nocturnal. It's multi-layered. There's a lot going on. It's a real headphones album, but it also works at volume, which is always a very good thing. But I found it after a while slightly wearing. And boy, is he serious. I mean, that song you just heard there, the whole album kicks off with "I Died a Week Ago." And that sets you up for a bit of a hell ride into depression.
Right, so the music, perhaps, is it too layered for you, Rachel, first of all?
No, I agree with most of what Alan said there. I found it immersive is the perfect word for it, and that it works really well loud and in your headphones and so on.
How good is his voice?
I think it's absolutely brilliant. I think it's spectacular, and I've been comparing him to Justin Timberlake. I think his voice is very like Justin Timberlake, and I think there's also this a bit of a trend at the moment for this type of falsetto almost singing between people like Rye was the first band that he really, really reminded me of. Blood Orange is another singer out there at the moment, and ultimately Justin Timberlake is what he sounds like.
And is that a good thing?
To my mind, it's an excellent
thing. To both of your minds, it's an excellent thing to be compared to Justin Timberlake. Paralyzed is the next track that I want to listen to. I think this is a bit more laid back, maybe, than even more laid back, because you both found The Wheel very laid back, did you, the first track?
Musically.
Yeah, well, let's listen to Paralyzed and we'll see, is it more laid back? Paralyzed is the name of that track, within which we find the following lyric: "Twisted intestines remind me that it's not all right." I think that's mean I've got a bit of a pain in my tummy.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that'll do it. Twisting intestines do remind me that I'm not all right as well. I mean, the Pearlam, I mean, the rest of the song Paralyzed goes on with "Nobody can slit my throat, nobody can leave me lying on the side of the road like you do." So it's a bit of a laugh-a-ton.
Yeah, but really, Sean, you know? If you'd had a bit of light and shade, how much would it have helped the album? Did it need help?
I like it the way it is. I don't think it needed help. I think it's very, very sad stuff, but it's kind of cathartic. I enjoyed being immersed in that.
You found that sadness believable and interesting, or
because it's not like tonally, it's not flat, it's not depressing. It sounds beautiful, even though the lyrics are very sad and the subject matter is very sad. And incidentally, that song that we just played, "Paralyzed," is I think it's the only song on the album, if I recall correctly, that where you can really hear a real instrument.
I was going to ask that because the piano is there. Are there real instruments elsewhere?
I didn't notice. It's very synthy. It's synthesizer
very
based.
Produced,
the whole album, yeah. Mm. So
overproduced?
No, very produced.
Oh right, but he produced it himself.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, the guy works in isolation at night time. You know, to get, and that's the whole idea of moving to Vienna for the relative quiet. There was one point where he cut himself off from anywhere he could get public transport, in case he. And it's a real kind of Brian Eno approach to his work. I think it's very meticulous, very beautiful. Sounding music.
And would sound as if he's very sincere in what he's doing. Are you buying it? And who are you recommending it to? And how many stars are you giving it?
Well, there's only so much of this kind of depressed castrato thing I can take. I mean, I did like it, but I wouldn't like it that much in kind of long doses. I think anybody who has gone through a very bad time in their life should listen to this album. It is very sincere and it's also very sad.
Stars?
3.5.
From you, Rachel?
I think everybody should listen to it, and I really would like to hear one of his songs reproduced by Timbaland. And I would say...
Thinned out? Or why do you want it reproduced by somebody else?
Because I'm just so curious. I think he's so like Justin Timberlake. Right. I would love to hear it done by a Justin Timberlake producer.
How many times are you going to say Justin Timberlake's name tonight?
Look, Justin Timberlake, Sean, all right? I love him.
Star if he's listening.
I'm going to say 3.5 as well, because I'm not sure how lasting it will be, but I think it's very good.
All right, let's move on to our final album then this evening, Himalayan, the third studio album from British group Band of Skulls. Just remind us of Band of Skulls' achievements to date, Alan.
Well, they've been together 10 years. They're from Southampton and they're a three-piece band. They put out three albums. This is their third. And in terms of achievements, they featured on the soundtrack to the Twilight Saga, New Moon, but let's not hold that against them. I mean, this is a real guilty pleasure album. And I think that in the busy, busy world we live in, and you don't have time to listen to a lot of music, this is a nice compendium of the Cult, T-Rex, Led Zeppelin, but mostly the Black Keys.
The Twilight Saga.
The Twilight Saga.
Yeah, haven't heard that one before. All right, let us listen to a track
Freudian.
From Band of
Freudian.
Skulls. Asleep at the Wheel. Guitar rocker, these guys a bit happier than our previous incumbent.
Yeah, they're happier, but they're not really making me happier, to be totally honest. I don't know. It's basically the way I feel about this album is that any song that makes me feel the compulsion to do the metal horns thing with my fingers is not okay by me. I wasn't into it. I didn't like that
much. Boy rock, is it?
Well, I don't think so, actually, because I like Queens of the Stone Age, for example. I just think it's not good enough for me. I don't know. I don't know, Alan.
Yeah, let me ask you, people talked about swagger that they had on previous albums. Have they still got it here for you?
Well, they've amped it up even further. I'm only slightly familiar with their very first album. Didn't hear the last one, Sweet and Sour. But I mean, this is a real kind of drive for commercial goal, and they're the kind of band who will have a following among the classic rock crowd, with a crossover into kind of like Kerrang and Metal Hammer kind of audience. I mean, it is, you know, extremely, you know, derivative, but it's also, you know, gloriously kind of enjoyable, shamelessly enjoyable stuff. I mean, I will never play this album again, because it sounds so like a million things. We've all heard a million things before, a million times before.
But didn't they have, weren't there harmonies, better harmonies between Russell Martin and Emma Richardson? Are they gone this time around, or is there not as many of
them? Well, it's kind of interesting that I would like to see Emma Richardson feature more, because she does do a very good song, and she puts on this kind of narcotic Nico Grace Slick impression, you know, it's this kind of spectral space rock ballad. And I'd like to see them do more of that rather than that, you know, straight ahead, you know, riffage with these kind of huge, big, thunderous drums. A bit more light and shade, as you said, with our last guy. This is quite kind of basic meat and two veg rock. I think that Russell Marsden is a great axe man, Sean. And I can say axe man in relation to Band of Skulls, I think.
All right. Meat and two veg. I suppose the two veg would be Hoochie and Coochie. Hoochie Coochie is the name of the track from Himalayan by Band of Skulls. Would you not just roll down the window of your car and have that playing nice and loud, Rachel, and enjoy it for what it is?
I suppose I would consider doing that, yeah, for the
3 minutes that
for the first 20 minutes of my car journey, because I really feel that the first half of this album is significantly stronger than the second half. I don't know, Hoochie Coochie I think is maybe the second song, and it is good. It sounds good as you played it there, and all the songs that stood out for me basically were on the first half of the album. The second half, it gets way more ballady.
It does disimprove as it goes along.
And there are 13 tracks.
It is overlong, and they haven't really found their own sound, you know. And I think by the third album, not having found your own sound is a bit of a problem. I mean, I think it's very funny in parts. All the songs are about girls going straight to hell, and all the songs are about getting out of your head, you know.
Yeah, so it becomes a bit tiresome after a while. Stars out of five as we approach the weekend. Rachel Breslin, first of all.
I'm going to say, and partly because I was even a little bit put off by the name, there's a lot of bands out there, and Band of Skulls wouldn't appeal to me personally. I'm going to say 3 out of 5, though. It's not the worst.
3 out of 5 from you. And from you, Alan Corr?
A very guilty pleasure, 3 out of 5 as well.
3 out of 5 from you. Alan Corr and Rachel Breslin have been talking to us about Himalayan from Band of Skulls, Tremors from Sun, and Lift Your Spirit from Aloe Black. All three of those albums are out now.